This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. While this year's been fickle with temperatures and rainfall and the debate as to why, that won't be addressed here today. This is the time of year in which the upper Midwest is normally feeling the dog days of summer. Sweltering heat, the sweat, the returning, I wish I had an in-ground pool thought. Since that's not going to happen, I decided to go a-Googling. Where did the dog days term come from? I almost wish I hadn't. The term dog days was used by the Greeks as well as the ancient Romans after Sirius, the dog star, the brightest star in the heavens besides the sun. It was believed to be an evil time, and I quote, "When the seas boiled, wine turned sour, dogs grew mad, and all creatures became languid, causing to man burning fevers and hysterics." Yikes, Roman dudes, it's just hot. I'd prefer to think instead of my dog who would lay in her kiddie pool expecting me to bring her a fresh bowl of water and some bacon. Ah, the dog days. Funny, it seemed as though they were all her days. Keeping your pets, as well as local wildlife such as birds and bees, supplied with water is almost as much a job as keeping the container plants watered. In excessive heat, they need to be watered twice a day. Remember, don't fertilize your established plants right now. They could burn. If you're planting, then dilute the fertilizer by about half. Heat stall could be a problem on some of your plants. My petunias are pretty pathetic. The superbells stalled too, but appear to be coming back, at least some of them. Some other choices to try next year would be moss rose, amaranthus, which come in a large variety, including Love Lies Bleeding, and zinnias. Unless you've had lots of rain, water your new plantings deeply, but not frequently. Remember to check out GardenBite.com for all kinds of information and archived shows. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.